Our reading is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 16 to 21. You'll find that on page 978. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord.
Lent for Christians is the season of penitence, silent reflection, study, fasting, praying, and giving up something, and of course doing something that is pleasing to God. So as we journey through this season of Lent, we are reminded of the importance of self-reflection, repentance, and renewal in our spiritual lives. Let us take an example of what we do in fasting. On the health grounds, you may not adopt fasting, but something else instead of fasting. Maybe a silent prayer, maybe a prayer walk, or whatever. Jesus fasted for 40 days. The number 40 is very significant in the Bible. Jesus retreated into wilderness where he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, tempted by the devil. The Hebrew people wandered 40 years in the desert while traveling to the promised land. Jonah's prophecy of judgment gave 40 days to the city of Nineveh in which to repent or be destroyed. Moses spent 40 days on Mount Sinai with God. Elijah spent 40 days and nights walking on the Mount Horeb, walking towards Mount Horeb. We have beautiful stories around 40. 40 is a very important number. It refers to completeness, something very significant event that is happening. So if we see our Bibles from Matthew chapter 6, verse 16 to 21, verses 16 to 18 talks about the attitude of fasting. Jesus speaks to us about the practice of fasting and how it should be approached with sincerity and devotion. Fasting is an expression of our dependence on God and our submission to His will. Various kinds of fasts were commonly practiced in the Old Testament, though the law required only one fast a year. That's on the Day of Atonement. In addition to abstaining from food, people were to humble themselves by praying, mourning, and wearing sackcloth in the Old Testament times. But Jesus warns us against the temptation of practicing our righteousness before others in order to be seen by them. He reminds us that fasting should not be about impressing others or gaining their approval, but rather it should be an expression of our devotion to God. In fact, during Jesus' time, Pharisees and Sadducees fasted every week two times. You can see how pious and religious they were. And Greek mythology or Greek philosophy tells that our body is actually worthless. So that's why they encourage in their philosophy to beat the body, to suppress the body. So it was a very ancient phenomenon. But our purpose of fasting and disciplining ourselves is for God. Is for God's righteousness fulfilling in our lives. So during Lent, we are called to practice various forms of self-denial and sacrifice as we seek to draw closer to God. We may choose to fast from certain foods, give up social media, or spend more time in prayer and meditation instead of, you know, doing something which we do quite often. But whatever form our Lenten discipline takes, it should be done with sincerity and humility, recognizing that our motives and intentions are clear in the sight of God and not before men. Verses 19 to 21. There Jesus warns to be focused on God, not on the earthly things. When we have too many material possessions, we often hold on to them too tightly. We overemphasize their importance and purpose in our lives, and this causes a lot of anxiety. A good way to find out if we have a healthy view of material positions is to ask ourselves, am I actively seeking first God's kingdom and His righteousness? Or am I worried about losing or increasing my stuff? You remember Matthew chapter 6 verse 21, it says, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be so. So that is why our concentration needs to be disciplined and look at God. Jesus said, do not worry about your life, because our attention has to be towards God, not our earthly possessions. So Jesus said, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body and what you will wear, or the things that we are very fond of. The remedy to our anxiety is to seek God's kingdom first and His righteousness. Then all the rest will be in His hands and we will have peace. So what's needed is the cultivation of a right frame of reference concerning the material possession. Jesus goes on to remind us that our Heavenly Father knows what we need, and that we should not worry about the things that of this world. In our society today, we are constantly bombarded with messages telling us that we need more things to be happy and fulfilled. So material possessions really are temptations for us just to create some sort of temporary happiness. But Jesus tells us that seeking after material possessions will never bring us true peace or contentment. Instead, we are called to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So as we journey through this season of Lent, let us remember to keep our focus on God and to seek His kingdom above all else. Let us deny ourselves and draw closer to Him in prayer and contemplation, trusting that He will provide for all our needs. When we do this, we will find true fulfillment and joy in Jesus Christ. I want to suggest three practical points. First of all, let us repent of our sins. Identify a sinful activity that keeps coming up in your life. Something you know you need to work on. If you can't, think one. Pray and ask God if there is any sin He wants you to know about. Once you recognize that, confess that to God and ask for repentance. You remember David prayed such beautiful prayer. He said in Psalm 139 verses 23 and 24, he says, Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. Wow, what a prayer. Search me, O Lord. If there is anything in me, just bring that out to me, so that I will confess and follow the everlasting path. What a prayer it is. That's the first thing. The second is set a prayer time. If you don't already pick a time each day for 40 days or a day of the week to spend time with God in prayer, just do that. If you want a Bible passage to meditate on during this time, consider reading the Passion story or something else during the Lent period. I'll tell my story. I was a pioneer evangelist. So my main job was to preach the gospel to the university students. So I used to travel a lot when I was young. Because I was a pioneer, I used to go to places where it was actually a dry area. There is absolutely no witness of Jesus Christ. So what my habit was, that I used to go and stand in the midst of a university, college, or an institution, just be quiet and spend time in prayer. Lord, please let there be a Bible study, a witness for you. I used to pray and come out. Now today I hear the story that all those places are now having Bible studies. Our prayers never go waste. Prayers are important. Jesus, what did Jesus do? Mark chapter 1 verse 35, it says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, went off to a solitary place where he prayed. He disciplined himself. Isn't it? Jesus disciplined himself, got up in the morning, isolated himself from all the world and sounds, but he spent time with his Father. Even if it is 5 minutes or 10 minutes, being silent in the presence of God creates energy, the power, spiritual energy for us. So shall we do it for 40 days, see what happens? Some people adopt these kind of good habits and they stay forever in life. Lastly, choose something to fast from. Fasting is traditionally associated with food. But we can fast from anything we ordinarily devote lots of time to. Some Christians will fast from video games. Yeah, some junk food. Or addiction to some, you know, gadgets. So use the time you normally spend on those activities in prayer and contemplation. Remember that the important thing is not to make fasting an obligation, but something that focuses your mind on God. I'll close my thoughts reading Joel chapter 2 verse 12 to 14. Joel the prophet says, even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows, he may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, a grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. So beautiful. But in the Bible it says his love endures forever. And then another verse it says his love endures for 1,000 years. What he's saying is it's eternal. His love is eternal. It is truth, pure, holy and love. All combination. So may the Holy Spirit really prompt us. Let's be creative and do something for the Lord. so that we grow in maturity and in understanding. Amen. Let's say a prayer. Let us quieten our hearts, maybe take a few seconds, asking God to give you some thoughts for this Lent period. Do something for God, something that really brings closer to God, something that His righteousness is fulfilled in our lives. It may be personal, it may be family, it may be collective decision. Thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen.